Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Oh, I'm so popular. I need to go on airplane mode.
That's you.
That's what I sound like.
That's what you sound like.
Because I just said those words.
Yeah.
That's... I do believe... I forgot to clean the table. That I am... What was so popular is what I said?
I think you said, yeah, I'm so popular.
I'm so popular. I'm a popular daddy. I would say I'm a popular daddy. I mean...
No.
No. There's a funny point where, like... You're on Twitter and you're like, holy shit, 9 faves? I'm doing well.
Yeah.
If I got 20 faves, I'd probably be like happy. And you're like, mm-mm. Never gets happy. You never feel good.
Also, you ain't even close to daddy status.
Who's daddy status?
Me.
I have more followers than you do.
Doesn't matter if followers. First of all, don't have that metric right away.
Well, that's what you're making it seem
no,
like it's a thing.
I'm saying you're not a daddy.
What does a daddy mean?
They ain't fucking look like you. I'll tell you that right
Wait,
now.
It's an appearance thing?
I think it's a whole vibe thing.
Oh, all right. Man, this came out of left field. Okay.
I'm a left fielder.
You're a left fielder.
Mark McGuire.
That's where
I'm the Mark McGuire of the podcast.
That's where the power goes.
I'm Sammy Sosa.
You're Sammy Sosa.
I'm Sammy Sosa.
I think you're Mike McGuire. I'm Sammy Sosa. I don't know numbers-wise. I'm just going based
on
bleaching of skin.
Yeah. Mark McGuire, the thing is, Mark McGuire was better, so thank you.
Yeah.
And
I am more of a ginger, though.
Yeah, and I really want to bleach my skin.
And you really want to bleach your skin.
I really want to bleach. Pink Sammy Sosa.
And you love to cork your bats. Pink Sammy Sosa is
Pink Sammy Sosa.
Terrifying.
Corking your bat is what I call taking a dick pill.
Yeah.
Let me cork my bat
hey,
for
corking
a while.
Your back. Hey,
how you doing?
Marky M and Sammy S.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. They both... alliteration.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa.
I guess. You are the Sammy Sosa because you're Hispanic.
I'm a Hispanic male.
And I'm Mark McGuire because I'm stronger and better.
Because you're stronger and better.
Yeah, and white.
And white, which we said better already.
Yeah, well, you said that. I didn't say that. Just let the record show.
We have a stenographer on the side.
Yeah, let the record show.
That's fun, yeah.
The person of color on the podcast said it. Podcaster of color
said it. Yeah, I'm a podcaster of color. ladies and gentlemen of the audience.
Oh, the jury. Please let it be seen that the racism breakdown of the podcast is 70-30 in favor of Mr. Lopez at best.
Mr. Diego Lopez at best. I do declare.
I
it's
do
okay.
declare.
But yeah, daddy tweets, I'll get on it then. I mean, if I don't know if I want to, though. What kind of, do you think I've...
The content of your tweets has nothing to do with you being a daddy or not.
I'm trying to figure it out then, because I don't know... It seems like you're just making it up as you go.
You see, you'd think that.
Yeah, I just said it.
You would think that.
Mm-hmm.
But everything I've ever done has been carefully planned out.
Wow, that's what's so impressive. Is that you've carefully planned it all out.
And my
it
life
sucks.
Is this bad. It's this
bad. It's not doing great.
It's unfortunately this bad.
It's this bad. But it's a beautiful day. Two beautiful days in a row.
You too, baby.
Wow.
It's a beautiful
day. Oh, yeah.
Damn,
I'm like, wait, what? They meant, like, you two. I'm like, thanks, man. I don't know.
Listen, I'm not complimenting you.
This isn't a compliment podcast.
If you want a compliment podcast, I don't know. Oh, man, I was going to say something really bad. it's nice out.
It is nice out. We went on the roof.
Yeah. I'm on the roof again today.
The three of us, we played catch with a Nerf football.
Oh, that was fun.
Is there anything better than a Nerf?
Than a boys catch.
Boys catch on the roof.
Boys just tossing the... rubber pigskin around.
Here's my TV show pitch. Mm-hmm. It's Nerf sports, and we just play the Nerf version of every sport, and we just have a good old time.
But full contact.
Full contact.
Full contact Nerf football.
Full contact Nerf football.
Full contact Vortex Football League.
Oh, man. The field doesn't have to be 200 yards long.
FCVFL.
I believe it.
Full contact, Vortex Football League.
Vortex. The Whistling Vortex? Come on.
Yeah.
That's an inclusive football. Blind people can catch that.
Yeah. I mean, black people can catch a regular football, too.
They can, but not well.
A lot of sight-having people can't catch a regular football well.
And I agree. But I think I just think if you had a blind person, you're like, hey, I need you to catch a football. And you go, this one, no whistle. This one, has a whistle.
Yeah, I don't think that was in Vortex's marketing plan.
Look, a lot of times things work out for a reason because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, of course.
And it's not necessarily the plan, but it turns out to be something spectacular.
Like, you know how there's a lot of products on the market and people are like, who's that for? And it's like disabled people.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what the... So, like, the thing that helps you put your socks on?
Yes.
People are like, who the fuck
is... What kind of piece of... How lazy do Americans need to get?
It's like, no, it's made for disabled people, and they tried to make a little bit of money on the back end.
Yeah.
Sell it, you know, on an infomercial instead of just in, like, a medical supply store.
Yeah, man. So, fucking cool it with the attitude. I have it, too, but I use it to put my condoms on.
Mm. Because there's always a lot of extra room in them.
Because a lot of room. And I use cotton condoms.
Reusable. Good for the environment.
You know how
people are like, my baby has a cloth diaper. It's like, don't do that.
Don't do that. That's gross.
But I do that. I have a cloth. They don't say it like I said it.
Okay.
They don't say it with the same. Most people don't say stuff with the same inflection I do. Because anytime anyone says something, I'm like, oh, look at me. I got the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Fucking you did Malala. Say that.
Malala, who fucking cares? Ass.
Greta Thunberg.
Fucking
dude, I would destroy Greta Thunberg in an MMA fight.
Oh, dude. I was going to say a game of 21, but yeah, dude, MMA fight, you'd got her.
No, because 21's up to chance.
No.
Oh, we're talking about basketball?
Yeah, I'm a basketball.
I thought you were saying blackjack correctly.
Yeah, I call it 21. Yeah, cool.
Well, that's what the movie is called.
And it's a great movie because Kevin Spacey's in it.
Kevin Spacey.
Seven was great, not his best role.
What's your favorite Kevin Spacey? Mine's the Christmas Day video on Twitter.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I forgot about that.
That's my favorite.
Ugh.
He does this a lot.
Fucking psychopath. Fuck, what were we just talking about?
Kevin Spacey, what's your favorite?
No, before that.
21.
Blackjack. Oh, the Nerf.
The full contact Nerf football.
I want to play Nerf football.
Yeah.
I want to play...
Wait, full contact... Vortex Football League, the FC VFL.
Okay.
FC VFL. Yeah.
FC VFL.
The FC VFL.
Everyone's a big fan. We'll make t-shirts.
We love it. It's like the XFL, but even better.
It's like the XFL, but even better because Vince McMahon's not going to get his greedy little hands on it.
Because everyone's number is 69.
That's it.
Everyone's number is 69.
And everyone's name is He Hate Me.
Yeah. And the He is God.
Mm-hmm. The He is the government.
Because He is God, because I will only draft homosexual football players.
Hey, pretty cool. Your team's going to be six guys.
My team will be the best football team you've ever seen in your life.
Okay.
It's Michael Sam.
Michael Sam.
and some other guys.
And some other fellas.
Ten other fellas.
We got Nerf basketball. That's going to be in the house.
What's Nerf? Where?
They hang the hoop on the door frame.
So it's like little basketball?
Little ball, but...
Here's the thing with that, though.
Give me that.
I want to dribble.
Yeah.
But you can't dribble that.
That's a good point. You can't... Make it a little dribbleable. Make the ball dribbleable.
But then it's not Nerf anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. Nerf makes balls that are dribbleable.
I guess like the ball that we have is...
Yeah.
The football that we have is... If it was round, it could be dribbleable.
I'm thinking the foam one, the soft foam.
See, that's
foam.
What I'm thinking
I'm thinking
of.
The little bounce to it. A little bounce to it. And you can body up on people and you can throw bows. And the door frame's real high.
It's a really high door
frame.
But
not... We could still dunk on it, but just we have to physically
jump. All right, so it's 6 foot six. The hoop is 6'6".
How tall is a hoop in basketball?
10?
Wow.
9 or 10.
That's fantastic. You guys are really doing a great job with the dunking.
Because here's the thing, though. If your guy's 6'6".
Okay.
And then he raises his arm above his head.
18 feet tall.
That's 18 feet tall.
Easily 18 feet tall.
So he actually has to... It actually is hard for him to dunk. Because he has to bend down.
He has to bend his elbows down and do a little T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the frame is like super drilled into the door frame. Like it's really... Like, you know, like the flimsy ones, like you like dunk and it falls off?
Yeah.
These are like... You can shack on them.
That's any hoop for me.
That's absolutely true.
Any of them, if I dunk on them, I'm very powerful.
Mike went to the NBA Combine.
I did.
And they go, what are you doing here? And then he goes, let me just go in.
Come on.
And they're like, all right, you're charismatic.
Be a guy about it.
They're like, well, you can be a guy.
Yeah.
Ruined the record book.
Yeah.
He took it and ruined it.
You know how you have a black belt in jiu-jitsu?
I do have a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
I actually also have a black belt.
In what?
Shaq Fu.
That's fantastic. I have so much respect for you.
I have a black belt in Shaq Fu.
I gotta get that hat.
That's part of it.
How come they always make him cross-eyed in when they do invitations of him?
I don't know. Because he kind of has a little bit of a googly eye, but not. It's like enough.
I think
it's one of those things where like, you know how a lot of people's George Bush impression is Dana Carvey's George Bush impression?
Yes, yes.
It's one person found a way in and everyone took it, mm-hmm. instead of them finding their own way in. People are doing an impression of an impression.
I feel like Aries Spears is the first person I ever saw do a Shaquille impression,
yeah.
I believe. On Mad TV, on the television.
Yeah,
show Mad TV.
It has to be. A lot of, because, but
if you saw, what's the first Shaq impression you saw? Right?
Because there's some people where it's like everyone's, like, Ari Spears' Jay-Z is not different than Jay Farrow's Jay-Z.
No.
Nobody's is, it's all the same. But there's only, with some people, there's only so many things you can.
Right.
Because Jay-Z is not an incredibly charismatic man.
Pretty deadpan.
Yeah.
Nothing really like exciting going on. It's a lot like when I watched the R. Crumb documentary, Pervert.
Yeah.
Talking about
how. When did you watch that? A while ago?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to watch that.
Okay. I'll watch it again.
Cool.
There's two of them, and I'll watch both of them again.
Let's watch both of them at the same time. Let's get picture on picture.
TVs. He talks about when you're drawing a person, you just emphasize the characteristics of them that are notable.
Yeah.
So it's like if you have a.
It's like caricature artist.
Literally the same thing, basically. So it's like when you find someone, and like whenever it does a walk in, They just go, oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. He doesn't say wow all the time, but it's a way to like remind you that's what that person sounds like. And Jay-Z just goes, ho, you know.
Yeah.
Ho, that shit. So people just do that over and over again. Nobody, I mean.
It's your boy.
I can't. The one that makes me laugh, I think the one that makes me laugh the most is both Alec Baldwin and Bill Hader's Al Pacino.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh so much. I think Alec Baldwin's is more authentic, but Bill Hader just makes me laugh like crazy.
Yeah, because Bill Hader. His Pacino,
I got a need.
Yeah.
I got a need for speed.
Yeah. Because I think Hader's Pacino is more like, if I can't do it perfectly, I'll do it crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to Jurassic Park, you son of a bitch. It's fantastic.
It's pretty fun.
Mike and I love to watch certain sketches of SNL over and over again. The three that we watch the most, I would say, are the SNL auditions, like the movie auditions of movies that already happened.
Uh-huh.
Those are very funny. The catchphrase comics.
Kings of Catchphrase Comics.
And then what's up with that? We've been watching a ton of.
Dude.
Ooh.
Dude, everyone is.
What's up with that?
Is beautiful.
What's up with that? Very funny.
Yeah.
I feel like there was another one we watched a lot of. But those are fun impressions. Can you do an impression of anybody?
Can I do an impression of anyone?
Don't.
What were you going to say?
Don't make fun of me.
Ooh,
I don't sound like that.
I do karate.
I do jujitsu. I'm good at jujitsu.
Hiya.
I don't do
hiya. Hey, you want to see me do stand up? Hiya.
Yeah, that's fun, actually. It got me there.
Yeah, yeah.
It got my ass. That. Ooh.
I can do. So here's the thing with my impressions. I'm not very good at them in general, but I can't. I have to just do them. I can't. If I think about them, I like lock up.
I got a need.
Yeah.
I got a
like,
need.
Like off the. Like, I mean, it's all pretty. Easy stuff, but it's like off the rip. I have a decent Donald Trump. I did it a little bit. I have a pretty good Alex Jones.
Oh yeah, you have a good Alex Jones,
but it's screaming, so I don't want to do it.
It hurts. And also, you have a good what's the goddamn comic you did for Neil Hamburger?
Oh, I have a really good Neil Hamburger.
Do you know Neil Hamburger?
But
check
it's that's like such a fucking esoteric reference that it's like but.
Not really a party trick.
No, none of it is.
It's weird how much I enjoy watching people do impressions that are good at them. It scratches a weird itch. I'm like,
it depends.
Do it.
It really depends because it could also. It's the same as like musical comedy or other stuff like that.
Like you like it when men do it?
I'm like, fucking pick one. Garfunkel or Oates. Fucking jeez. No, but so it's like. When it's done well and like not corny, I think it's like some of the funniest stuff I've seen. And then as soon as it's like one degree off, it's completely unwatchable.
Yeah.
Because there's some like, I know I'm like, sometimes I'll be like, oh yeah, musical comedy. But then there's like a good amount that I'm like, this is really funny. Why are you putting on sunglasses?
It's sunny in here.
We're inside the house.
It's so bright. Look how bright it is. Our house gets a great amount of light.
Gets an all right amount of light.
No, I think it gets a great amount of light.
I think the kitchen gets really good light.
I think the apartment itself gets a great amount of light.
I think the problem, I guess it's not the amount of light, but with the view.
Oh, yes. That's a different thing, though. I didn't say those words, but you're absolutely right.
But the view, I think, is part of it because there's a big, like a cement wall right there. So it could light in more light. That's why I think the kitchen gets the best light because there's less stuff close.
Yes. I guess my thing is that the last apartment I lived in, the living room had zero windows.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
So I was like, I remember just sitting in there, I'm like, this sucks. This is boring and sad. And it's like, this is, I still...
I'd rather, yeah, if there's no windows, I'd rather be in my room.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. I would love if I had another window in my room.
Two windows is great, because then you put the window unit in, and you could still use the other window for stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Jacking off out the window.
But it's nice.
Here's the thing. It's so crazy that New York has beaten us down to be like, you know what? It's nice to have one window.
We're so lucky
to pay $1,000 a day to have one window in my room that looks into someone else's window.
Where do you want to? I mean, you're going to move to Australia. I don't know where I'm going to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd also like to move somewhere else.
Yeah, let's go.
I'd like to move to a different part of New York City. I want to live in Manhattan. I don't want to live here anymore. No, I do want to. Here's the thing. Every day it's a toss up between I want to live in this apartment until I die, and if I see our landlord one more time, I'm going to choke her. I'm going to physically attack her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She gets a lot.
I can't state enough how many arguments I get with her in my head.
Oh, yeah. But that's your fault.
No, it's not.
Okay. If she was nice, she wouldn't be doing this. I was going to tell you, I'll give you 50-50. It's both of your faults.
She scratches a particular itch
with you
in me.
I feel like you have a lot of particular itches.
My whole body is a particular itch, but it's just like drives me fucking crazy because I am physically sickened by people who don't have anything better to do. Then it's like, oh, you don't have anything better to do than to go through the garbage and talk to me about it.
Yeah, very weird.
It's crazy.
Insane.
How about this? I don't know. Read a fucking book.
Go do something.
I don't know. Put on Telemundo.
What do you live here? Go live somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You seem to not like it here.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
I saw her. I went to go hang out. My workout shirts. Like I washed them in the sink and I wasn't gonna put them in the line. And I looked down and she's just standing in the sun. And I was like, this is fucking insane. And she was there for like 45 minutes, just standing still.
You know you can like push the line out pretty far, right?
Oh, I know I can. I just saw. I'm just saying I saw her.
Oh, you still hung the shirt?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah, I'm just like.
I was like mad. I was mad for a second that you didn't put it out there.
No. I was just like it was funny to just see a person just standing still quietly.
It's weird.
Can we? Can we look at the Instagram?
I know what you're saying.
Because I want to remember because of the Instagram.
I know
it's in the Instagram.
I know what you're saying.
If you look at the Instagram, add a little time pod on both Instagram and Twitter. What I want to do real quick is thank a particular someone who's very kind. And I mean, a couple people have been very nice to us specifically and have been sending things. But
her name is Sarah.
Sarah, dear listener Sarah, was kind enough to send us a soda stream.
Unbelievable that you couldn't.
I was going to say soda press. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. A soda stream.
You know what?
Yes, sir. We should have it here.
Sometimes I envy you.
What?
Just not knowing shit.
I know you.
But it's also like, it doesn't seem like too much of a detriment.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah. Like you and I, we're both here.
We're both here.
And I violently know stuff.
Sure.
And like remember things and get agitated at stuff all the time.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. And we're both here.
We're both here.
And you seem to be happier than
me. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thriving.
Fuck, man. Ignorance is bliss.
So thank you, Sarah, for the soda
stream.
Thank
you so much.
We've made a bunch of lime seltzer.
Because I bought a bunch of limes at the store.
We will venture out and make more and more beverages for your entertainment.
I was thinking about putting some piss in there.
I'll try it. I was going to put my coffee in there, but it's not enough to reach it. I don't know what I'm...
Yeah.
There's going to be a hack. Because I think the straw...
Oh, you're the hack.
The straw thing has to touch the liquid, right?
Yeah, so I think you'd have to put 2-3 cans in there.
Maybe it's worth it. I don't know.
Or if we can find like
a smaller
bottle. A small batch soda stream.
So thank you so much, Sarah.
Or a bigger bottle. I'd like both sizes of bottle.
Both sizes of bottle. I don't think a bigger bottle will fit in there unless it's a weird angle and shape. Because it'll touch the bottom.
I know.
It'll touch the bottom.
I know what it'll do.
So thank you so much. If you want to send
thank
us stuff,
you so much.
Please do that.
I don't care anymore.
Heather, thank you for the the gift card for...
I'll just let you hang on that
one. Food, internet, delivery service.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep, that's it.
Very useful. We ate two fantastic meals with that. We really appreciate it. We are not working, obviously, but things are going...
But I'm working on myself.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're working on annoying me.
No, I'm not. I'm the same as always. I've never changed.
Ooh-wee.
I'm working on myself. I'm learning how to use Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator.
I love that. You're so good at that.
And I'm learning what soothes me. What are you doing? Where are we going? What? Why are we doing set direction in the middle of the podcast?
Because I like it.
Okay.
They like it. They're wondering. They're like, I don't like that. Where is it? Where is it?
What I watched this morning was a 45-minute video that was just some guy driving through the desert.
You watched the whole thing?
It was on in the... I was, like, doing other stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it was on. I didn't just sit there and stare at it.
Like a rally? Like a rally race?
No. I would say a scenic drive through Red Rocks, Nevada.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Music?
Light. I turned it low. I didn't like the music too much.
Okay.
It's just that the music was like...
Yeah.
It wasn't like... I don't know what kind of music would fit that. But this didn't.
Yeah. It was too electronic. I know it's not this.
Yeah, it was a bit too electronic.
That seems soothing.
Yeah, that was soothing.
Soothe me. I watch a lot of like old boxing video breakdowns where there's no audio.
Yeah.
And it's like very slow and quiet and like... It's boxing, but it's not like... highlights. It's slow and like they pause and go, see this left hand, why didn't it move here? Like that kind of stuff. That calms me quite a bit.
Jack Slack,
Lee Wiley, those are the two best.
I think the problem I have with that for me would be the no sound. I need some kind of sound.
No, I apologize. There's music,
yeah,
but it's very quiet.
It's not fight sounds.
It's not fight sounds.
Yeah,
and it's not like a lot of like, here's the left hook, here's the cross.
Okay, yeah.
It's just like pausing.
That's very not, I would say that's not soothing.
No, correct.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you.
I think you're correct and right again. Some people say correct is right.
And I'm both. That's why I would say I'm correct wing.
How about that? That's a t-shirt. Correct.
Right wing. Left wing.
Correct
wing.
Yeah.
Dark wing duck. you have to kind of get everyone. You have to get the people on the left,
Red
the
wings.
People on the right, the libertarians, and then also people who their entire personality is 80s cartoons. Hey, I'm 40-year-old man, and I wear a Goonies t-shirt. Like, I want you to fucking grow up.
God,
how about that?
Go. Yeah, man. It's fucking embarrassing.
Here's the thing. This is what I've been thinking lately. There's a lot of things wrong in the world, particularly my life, the only thing I care about.
Yeah.
And I think there's only one thing that would help change that.
Jazz.
You'd think it'd be jazz. But here's what it is.
What is it?
One thing. Change the world. I think it would be if the cast of a 35-year-old movie got together on Zoom and I got to watch a video of it. I think that's what it would.
That's what's missing.
That would change the world.
That would make it all better.
I need the cast of Mighty Ducks 2.
Oh, come on.
To get back together on Zoom.
Emilio!
And kind of just talk to each other, but in a way that is not great.
Not scripted?
Cool. No, not
scripted.
When you
find out people can't riff, yeah, like.
But not. But then there's no one really interviewing either. Hey, remember Mighty Ducks 2?
Uh-huh.
And then they go, yeah. And then you kind of have like another 40 minutes to fill.
Yeah.
There's that. There's like a few people who are too famous to be there, and then a bunch of people who got really fat, and then people who kind of aren't in the industry anymore.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
I think he died.
So you just have like a webcam on his headstone.
Julie the Cat. She's the other goalie.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything about the Mighty Ducks franchise.
Charlie Conway.
Wasn't particularly interested in it as a child.
Oh, I loved it.
Definitely not as an adult.
Loved it. Bad hockey in it, though. Like, the goalie would chase them behind the puck, like, on his knees, like, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it works.
I'm trying to think of sports movies I would watch as a child.
Oh, Slapshot.
No.
Mystery Alaska?
No, none of
them. Was it Youngblood?
I would say none of them had hockey in it.
Wow, not even Miracle?
Not even Miracle. Jesus. Especially not Miracle.
Fucking Christ.
Me watching someone beat the USSR, not in my fucking house.
Oh, Goon.
As a child.
Mm-hmm. You're 16 years old.
I'm 16 years old. Goon came out. I remember I grew up watching Goon. Dude, when someone says they grew up watching some shit that I already knew about as an adult, it makes me fucking sick.
We were watching a video and some woman's like, I was born in 1998. And I'm like, Jesus, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I can fuck you.
Oh, I can fuck her legally.
Here's the thing.
Is it true?
Yeah, here's the thing. Oh, wow. Think about this. Jesus. You can fuck a woman.
Yes.
Legally, you could fuck a woman who was born after 9/11. You could fuck a woman who was born in a post 9/11 world.
That's fucking crazy.
She'd be 19 years old right now.
Oh my God, that's fucking crazy.
Or 18? She'd be 18. Yeah.
9 months. Or, I mean, no, it doesn't have to be 9 months.
No, I'm just, yeah. It's.
That's crazy.
She'd be 18 years old right now.
That post 9/11.
You could have sex with a woman who only.
Knows
a post 9/11 world.
Wow. That's wild. That's honestly wild.
Think about that. So now, but here's the thing that's cool about that.
I think it's all cool.
Yeah, it is all cool. But here's the thing. You know for a fact she had nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah. You have Everyone, you're a little bit
yeah,
on
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, look at you. Hey, motherfucker, where were you?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, Langley?
Hey, what do the words Flight 93 mean to you?
Uh-huh, yes. I don't know if I'm... I don't know.
Yeah.
Pentagon.
I guess I would call your pussy a controlled bomb.
There you go.
Something like that.
Oh, it seems you don't have any box cutters in the room.
Yeah, interesting. But now, if you have sex only with 18-year-old women who you know they had nothing to do with it.
I have a phobia of people that mathematically could be involved in 9/11.
I'm allergic to the old pussy.
That's what, yeah.
I'm not happy with who I am.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But what am I going to do to change it now?
It's too late. Especially, A, it's too late for how old you are.
Yeah.
B.
16.
It's too late for how little ethic you have.
None.
And three, look at the world we're living in.
Here's the thing.
Yes, sir.
My work ethic is low.
Yes.
But my ethics as a person, Also low.
It's pretty low. So at least you're consistent.
I'm consistent. I'm a man.
Yes. I agree.
I'm a man. As a man with.
A penis? No? Okay.
And that's what I think.
Mm. Yeah, just pretend it.
So as a man who... And that's all I'm going to say about that.
The whole, like, when the mic gets pulled out in Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're doing the...
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know Forrest Gump that well.
Okay. Like, he's doing a speech, and someone pulls out all the... Thanks. Yeah,
I know he drinks a bunch of Dr. Peppers at the White House.
I love that.
Which is so funny.
I must have had 14, 15 Dr. Peppers.
That's
a bit.
I've never related more than to a mentally deficient man who drank 14 sodas at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be so funny because you could just keep asking for them.
They're right there.
How are they not going to... They're going to run out of soda at the White House for a guest?
No.
I'm a guest.
They're not going to cut you off.
The White House. Hey, buddy. I think you've had enough Coke Zeros. Hey, motherfucker. Why don't you say it to my face? He's like, I did. I just did.
There's not even a table between
no.
us.
No. I got a fucking secret for you, bitch. You'd service my undercarriage. Fuck you.
I'm about to beat this dude's ass. Talking to your caller like you have somebody.
Hey, buddy. Suck my dick.
Yeah, dude. And he's drinking the
hey, buddy, suck my fucking dick, okay?
The 10-4-6 Dr. Peppers, the old Dr. Peppers.
Oh, Dr.
The sugar Dr. Peppers.
Yeah, buddy.
That's got to be a top three soda in my life.
Oh, you know what?
What's up?
Let's talk about this.
Okay.
I'll just show you a picture of my cock.
I'm like, yep, that's a cock.
Yeah, look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a cock.
This is Michael's 5-inch cock. a podcast listener sent me this.
Oh, is it some money?
No.
Damn it.
It was her name is Lauren.
Lauren!
And it was a picture of a soda fountain in New Mexico where she is.
Beautiful.
Whoa. First of all, I didn't even fucking look down enough. It was first of all, they have a soda that is goji citrus strawberry Mountain Dew.
Wow.
I'd love to drink that.
Love to taste that.
I'd love to put that in the soda stream.
really
fucking fizz it up.
Bub it up.
But this, so Bubba this is, up. I will say it's 15 soda recipes and the snack that they would recommend with it the most.
Oh my God.
So the first one is the Red Dirt River.
Beautiful.
One shot of cherry and then you fill it with Pepsi. And that is recommended to be paired with the beef and bean burrito.
This is fantastic. This is like a sommelier.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go through I'm going to go through the sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me which one you think you'd like, and I'll tell you what snack you get.
Okay.
Okay, so we get the Red Dirt River. That's the cherry. One cherry shot of cherry with Pepsi.
Pepsi.
The Dewdrop is one shot of cherry with Mountain Dew. The Dust Cutter is one shot of strawberry with lemonade. The Out of Line is one shot of vanilla with Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
The Rodeo is one shot of cherry, and then you fill half with lemonade, half with Sierra Mist.
Okay.
The El Doctoro is one shot of vanilla. What the fuck? I guess it's because, that's funny, it's the same soda, but so it's one shot of vanilla filled with Dr. Pepper, but then you get a different snack with it.
Okay.
And then the Big Game, you got one shot of vanilla filled with Pepsi. The Skinny,
okay,
one shot of vanilla, Diet Pepsi.
Smart.
The Tumbleweed, that's just half lemonade, half Gatorade.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
The West Wind, that's your classic Arnold Palmer right there, half lemonade, half tea.
Perfect beverage.
The Morning Dew, mm-hmm, one shot cherry, one shot lemon, fill with Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
The Desert Mountain, that's a strawberry Mountain Dew right there.
Okay.
The Rainmaker, that's a vanilla Mountain Dew right there.
Vanilla Mountain Dew sounds insane.
It does. Head Honcho, that's a cherry vanilla Pepsi.
Okay, well, that sounds nice. Okay, cherry vanilla
Pepsi. And then the Red Sky, you got yourself a strawberry Sierra Mist.
Man, a lot of those sound really good. The vanilla Dr. Pepper, that's what I want.
Okay.
That's what I want.
But do you want the Out of Line or do you want the El Doctoro?
I want the El Doctoro.
Okay, so then with the El Doctoro, you get a vanilla Dr. Pepper,
mm-hmm,
with chicken bites, home style.
Fantastic.
I love
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
So
what does home style mean when it refers,
yep,
to chicken bites?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think I would want either the Morning Dew.
Yep.
You got cherry lemon Mountain Dew. And I get a breakfast burrito with that.
Oh, buddy.
Or the Rodeo, which is cherry and then lemonade and Sierra Mist.
Uh-huh.
And I get tostadas and salsa.
Jesus, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
If you would have got the Out of Line instead of the El Doctoro. So that's a vanilla Dr. Pepper with a jalapeno corn dog.
Wow. I don't even feel like I know what that means.
Probably a spicy corn dog. Maybe
okay.
So like
the cornmeal
jalapeno cornbread.
That's fantastic.
Around the hot dog.
I would love that.
Jalapeno corn dog.
Oh my God.
I like the Dust Cutter.
Thank you.
Like,
Heather? Heather sent this?
No,
thank you.
Lauren.
Lauren, thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
That's fantastic.
I'm trying to think, what's the deep, the Rainmaker. You got a vanilla Mountain Dew and a deep fried pepperoni pizza.
Oh, no, thank you.
That's insane.
That's wild.
Dude, I am obsessed with the goji citrus strawberry Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I guess vanilla is the best thing to go with a deep fried pepperoni pizza because you get that with the vanilla Pepsi or the vanilla Mountain Dew.
Mm, they know. They know what flavors work well.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Do you want to do this? Do you want to do questions? Do you want to do MoviePass? Whatever you want, man. I'm having a good time.
I want to go to New Mexico and go to the soda fountain.
Someone pick us up.
Bro.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Chuck, come here.
No, fuck the cat.
Okay.
No more cat on the podcast. Get the fuck out of here. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Skirt.
Fucking.
You got skirted by way.
Get out of here.
It's a fun noise.
Let's do the energy drink.
Okay. My turn.
Energy drink. What?
Whose turn is it?
I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Energy drink.
Drink corner. Weird one. We got a weird one.
We got a weird
tiny boy.
One.
You see how little it is.
Weird one.
Half a can.
Weird
it's
one.
Called
Carabao.
Carabao. C-A-R-A-B-A-O. Carabao.
Carabao.
Energy drink. Energy drink. From Jessup. What's MD? Maryland?
Yeah, but I don't think that's where it's made.
Okay, so chilled. It's a product of Thailand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, product of Thailand, which is where Red Bull is from originally, I believe.
They love energy drinks in Thailand.
Caffeine, sodium benzol.
It's a sponsor of the Chelsea Football Club.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal. Huge. Chelsea.
Huge.
That's a football
deal.
Club of all gay guys.
That's funny.
Thank you.
If you don't know, Chelsea is a
predominantly homosexual neighborhood in New York City.
I always call it a homosexual neighborhood.
No flavor name.
Ah, flavorless energy.
Flavorless. Let's try. Oh, it looks like piss.
Let's put it in the soda stream. You're taking a fucking big chug. No, man.
Okay, so, oh, man. Ugh. Oh, ugh.
Any of the state? Oh, that's nice.
Dude. No,
none of the statements have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. That's good. Non-FDA approved energy drink.
Oh, my God. Drink it quickly.
Fucking little ass can.
Oh, Jesus.
This is actually a regular size can. I just have the biggest hand you've ever seen in your entire life. I'm Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
Hey, look at me. I'm Andre the Giant.
Just drink it so I can say things.
I don't want to.
Bad. No bueno. Hey, you want to take Red Bull and take away the carbonation and also make
why
it worse?
Why is it Red Bull flavored iced tea?
It's bad.
It's not carbonated at all.
That's how Red Bull used to be. Uncarbonated.
What?
Yeah, original Red Bull was uncarbonated and some fucking Swedish guy was like, what if I carbonated it and made $1 billion?
He put it in the soda stream.
Put it in the soda stream. That's the key to financial success. Bad. I don't like it. No bueno.
It's like syrup. It just is
it's
like syrup.
It's syrupy. I'm not even going to taste it again. It's syrupy,
I just
bad
didn't want
Red Bull. It fucking sucks.
It's bad.
It was $1.
Where?
When we got, I stopped and got the Kaiser roll, remember?
Yeah.
Weird little bodega over there.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. Boo!
No.
0 stars.
Nothing.
0 thumbs up.
What 0 are we doing? Lightning bolts.
Fuck out of here.
I hated it.
No, thank you. Bad. Logo's a fucking bullhead with a bird on the head, on the forehead?
That's like weird, like Western.
Yeah, Western style.
Death Valley.
Yeah. I'm going to drink my fantastic lime seltzer.
I'm angry.
Oh, my God. That's so much better.
I'm fucking angry.
Oh, my God.
You know what would make me feel better, though?
Mm-hmm.
A tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
That's a lemonade Gatorade with a chicken and cheese flauta.
Chicken and cheese flauta. Wow. Flauta's like a sandwich?
Not even a little.
Hmm.
It's like a little... It's almost
cylinder?
Like a taquito.
Oh, that makes sense.
A flauta is like a taquito.
Like a taquito.
But I don't think it's sealed at the end.
No, it's opened. Mexican cannoli.
Mexican cannoli.
Mexican cannoli.
Flautas are Mexican cannolis.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, so last night we watched a film that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yes.
That film's name.
Yes, sir.
Hard Eight.
Yes, sir.
And you're like, oh, I don't know that movie. I don't think I've ever heard of it. Well, you probably heard of its director, a little
God.
Man by the name of P.T. Anderson. Wow. His first film.
His first film.
His first film.
I watched a bunch of interviews about it today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything cool?
I did.
What'd you learn?
So what happened was, first of all, guess how old he was when he made it. It's going to make you mad.
Oh, man. 24?
23.
Wow.
He wrote and directed it when he was 23.
Good on him, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said he got it developed by this, like, cable company.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, it was in the post Pulp Fiction world.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, independent films were kind of just being, like, there's a lot of money out there for
A lot of attention there.
Yeah. So, the movie's about an hour and a half, 90 minutes long.
Yep.
Which Perfect. Is an hour and a half.
Perfect.
And he said when he made it, it was a 2.5-hour movie.
Whoa.
And then the distribution company cut it down, and it originally was named Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a 2.5-hour movie called Sydney. And then they were like, what if it's an hour and a half movie called Hard Eight? And he was just like, no. And they're like, all right, we just won't put it out then. We don't fucking care.
Ah.
So what happened was there was this huge back and forth, and then finally it. So the movie that we watched was his cut, was Paul Thomas Anderson's cut of the movie. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you got to cut it down to an hour and a half. He's like, all right, I'll cut it down to an hour and a half, but it has to be called Sydney. And they're like, fuck you.
Whoa.
So it was basically this big fight. And he's like, fine. If it's my cut of the movie, it can be called Heart 8.
Okay.
And he was like, I hated the name. He's like, Heart 8 sounds a lot like heartache.
Oh.
And he's
I see
like,
that.
And then Heart 8 kind of sounds like a porn film.
Yeah.
And he made a good joke where he was like, I think they wanted, because it was like a cable company kind of trying to just like sell the movie. And basically what happened was a version somehow got to Cannes Film Festival.
Oh.
And then they were like, all right, fine, we'll kind of let you do whatever you want with it. But he was like, they wanted to name it Heart 8 because everything then was hard. Hard Justice. Hard, like everything on Showtime had this, yeah. Hard Detective
hard to kill,
2. Yeah, like
Hard Target.
Yeah, he was like Hard Target 2 and stuff
very
like that.
Hard.
Like getting like a fucking...
Oh, that's
pretty
crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder what the 2.5 hour version... Where it goes and what it leads
to.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I felt like it was a nice little movie. Like
I thought it was great.
Yeah,
it was still his cut of the movie.
Right.
But it's like, what else would they have had in it that was made it an hour longer?
I mean, they could have gone more into the drive to Niagara Falls and them being in Niagara Falls. They could have gone more into Samuel Jackson's character.
Yeah.
I mean,
into what happened between...
The guy and his dad, Sydney and the dad?
Or, no, I'm thinking the two. So, between Sydney and John going to Reno for the first time and then it being 2 years later.
Yes. Okay, good point. I kind of like the fact that they're like, now you're in. And he's
I
in.
Liked it. I thought the movie was really good. I didn't think it was perfect, but no. I thought it was
very
it was
enjoyable
really
to watch.
I gave
that guy.
I gave it 4 stars.
So,
on
if
the, Philip Baker Hall.
The main character is played by Philip Baker Hall, and you're like, I don't know who that is. Yes, you do.
You've seen his ass.
If you've seen his ass, he's a character actor. But also, if you ever watched the episode of The Librarian in Seinfeld, he's the library detective.
He's the library detective.
He's phenomenal.
He's so cool. He's the game show host in Magnolia.
Yes.
He's in a bunch of other
also
shit.
Also, PT.
He's in a lot. He's in a bunch. So, PT Anderson was talking about how.
PTA.
PTA. Parent Teacher Association. They're talking about. He was talking about how much he saw him in some Robert Altman movie that I haven't seen.
Oh,
and from like 1982. He's like, I love him.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
And he put him in that, and then he's put him in a bunch. He's put him in a lot of
good
3-4 of his movies.
It's fun to see that guy like do like a longer, a bigger role.
I loved it.
I really
to
loved
not
it.
Have him be like just like a little character.
Yeah, nice meaty
who comes
chunk.
In does have like a
and John,
ten, just like a 10-minute little thing. You're
right.
Like, oh, this guy because you're like. There's some people who couldn't. There's some character actors who couldn't do that.
No. Because he always steals
Philip Baker Hall.
Philip Baker Hall. If you're still alive, we love
you.
You
got a star.
I mean, you're not alive. We still love you, but really great. John C. Reilly is great in it.
He's great.
Gwyneth Paltrow is gorgeous and great in it.
Yeah, she was great.
Samuel Jackson's in it. And someone else, wasn't there someone else kind of sticks out? Who's that kind of us?
The one scene with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman
has the one
oh,
scene.
Oh, man,
at
the, he's so good
at
that
the
moment.
Crabs table.
It's so sick how good of an actor
it's
he is.
It's so crazy, though, because if, like, so Philip Seymour Hoffman is kind of playing, like, a kooky asshole guy.
Yeah.
And I think if almost anyone else was acting like that, you'd be like, this guy fucking sucks. Like,
yeah.
This is, like, overacting.
He's
insanity.
Overdoing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Philip Seymour Hoffman, you're like, fuck yeah, man.
It's great. What do we, yeah, go watch Heart 8. It's really good. We loved it.
We watched it on Amazon.
We're going to get rid of it.
We watched it on Amazon Prime. We didn't watch it on May 1st.
We didn't watch it on May 1st. Isn't that great?
Because we stand with the workers.
What was the other thing we watched
number
last
one,
week that was really good?
Number
we
one
talk about.
Leftist socialist podcast about energy drinks.
Chapo Trap Apartment.
A Little Time. What else did we watch? Give me a second.
Yeah, we watched something. I remember we were going to talk about it last week, but we didn't get to it.
Bringing
Out the Dead. A Martin Scorsese film.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Which
Ving
was
Rhames,
fine.
Tom Sizemore.
The voice of Queen Latifah.
Pretty good.
And the
fun
voice
movie.
Of Martin Scorsese.
And the voice of Martin Scorsese.
And what's her name?
Someone else. Oh, Patricia Arquette. I liked it. It was a little weird.
Yeah.
A little longer than it needed to be.
Yeah, it was
but
just fun.
It's funny seeing a Scorsese film that's not about gangs. It's always kind of like, oh, okay, interesting.
I mean, there's not that many that are about gangs.
Gangs in New York?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It's pretty long, though. You ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's pretty long.
It is long.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's long.
See?
If a movie is long, it's good.
It's more than one. It's 1.2 movies.
That's two movies right there.
There you go. So we like that. We like to Bring Out the Dead. We like the Hard Eight.
And we watched Long Shot with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron.
Oh, okay. I like this movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was fun. It was way more fun than I thought it was going to be. It was way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought it was fun.
It's a movie about a journalist and a Secretary of State, and they kind of fumble and meet each other, but they've already met.
Yeah,
and
of course,
their children.
A woman's the Secretary of State.
Uh-huh.
Can't be the CEO of State.
Uh-huh. Come on. That's very funny. it's fantastically funny.
Thank you, though.
And yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, I laughed a decent amount of times, and Charlize Theron is the hottest woman. I want to give her one kiss every day for the rest of my life.
I would let her drive a car over my head.
I would let her stab me with a gun.
We don't even have to do anything else.
Oh, man.
Just let her roll over my head with a Range Rover.
Yeah, man. Sweet release under her hands. Oof, baby.
Mad Max, man.
Hacha, hacha, hacha. Hachi machi. Want to do listener questions? I feel like we got some questions.
Yeah. I just fell asleep.
You were in the sun, so you got a little tired. That sun, quiet.
I was up on the roof and I looked over. There's just some guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, hey, how you doing? He was like two over.
Oh, I don't like that. I'm going to seal everyone else's, put some weights on top of everyone's roof exit, yeah. So we're the only ones
just
that can go up
there. Some fucking guy.
Yeah, man, don't do that. Little Time Podcast at gmail.com if you have any questions. Or hit us up on our DMs at Little Time Pod. So let's get these questions going.
I'm falling asleep.
Okay, take a nap. I'll control.
What is the biggest red flag in a relationship that you have ignored? I would say complete and utter narcissism.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I would say someone wanting, children.
Money.
Someone wanting children desperately.
Yeah.
Which I'm not interested in.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest one.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
That's a good. Yeah, you nailed it on the head.
Complete and utter narcissism.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Unchecked.
Oh, unchecked. Completely unchecked.
You couldn't put this in your bank.
You wave at the site and they're not going to get it.
It's unchecked.
Unchecked, baby. You get a free pass.
You get a free pass. How did your families react to getting tattoos? No one cared.
Couldn't care less.
No one gives a shit.
I showed my mom, saw my first one, which was on my arm, and she was like, oh, that sucks. And I go, okay.
She kept going.
Like, people that, we've talked about this before, people that care about their parents' opinion too much of them when they're adults.
Sickening.
Like, grow up.
Makes me fucking sick.
Ew.
My mom said my shirt's ugly. I don't know. Fucking tell her to shut up.
Shut up. You're not trying to fuck her. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. How about this, mom? Let's go out fucking front.
Yeah, man, throw some hands.
How about this? If you can beat me in a fight, you get to tell me what I can wear.
Yeah.
And guess what? You still don't.
Mm-mm. I'll be on the floor, but I don't care.
If everyone that could beat me in a fight got to tell me what I wore, I'd have a lot of opinions on my clothing every day.
Yeah, I remember someone's like, I can't tweet that joke. My parents follow me on Twitter. I'm like,
what the fuck are you talking about? Who cares?
Do they pay your rent? Dude, who gives a fuck?
And if they do, can they pay my rent?
Can I live with you?
Oh my God, I would love it if my parents could pay my rent.
Or anyone's parents.
Or their own.
Yeah, man. Cool. If you care what your parents think about you, to that extent, that's embarrassing. Stand on your own 2 feet, goddammit.
Yeah. It makes me fucking sick.
It turned my mom on.
What would turn your mom on?
When I had my tattoos, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. My mom. She went, I showed my mom my first tattoo and she went, ooh, poppy.
And you're like, hey, I don't care about
what
the
fuck? Weird.
I don't care about the incest connotation, but you shouldn't be cultural appropriation.
Hey,
like that.
Mom, stop being racist. Stop doing racist incest.
Don't do racist
one
incest.
One or the other.
Yeah, pick a lane, lady.
And I've picked which, you know which one I've picked?
Incest.
Nope. The other one. The other one.
The other one over there.
Okay.
Oh, we also have a question in the DMs that's not.
I'm not answering that one.
No, okay. It's a different one.
It's a different one?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
We should answer that one.
I didn't see it then. That is not the one I'm mad about.
No. That one.
Oh, okay. So this comes from a listener. It says, y'all know I'm trans and didn't get to experience being a teenage boy. I'm writing a fictional story right now about a teenage boy, and I don't know any cis males besides the boys. pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So, like, are 15-year-old boys actually as horny as the media and stand-up portrays? And did y'all explode with emotions and have awful mood swings like I did?
Yes and no.
Yes to the first question.
Yes
and no
to the first question.
One?
No to the second one.
So I would say, I would say no and yes.
Interesting.
I had wild, uncontrollable mood swings.
Okay.
And no, I think I was very horny, but I feel like the media portrays teenage horniness as different as adult horniness.
Oh, okay.
And it's different.
It's different. That's
it's
fair.
It's completely different.
Yeah. No, that's true. I remember being in bed and we just
nice.
Watched.
Say it slower and lower.
I remember being in my bunk bed when my brother was below me. I can't remember what bunk we were on.
Yeah.
But I remember, I think we watched the Batman movie with
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Nicole
Kidman?
The Clueless.
Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone. And I remember being there and being like, all right, I'm like 13 now.
Yeah.
In X amount of years, I'm going to be 18. That's where people usually have sex. I can't believe I have to wait that long.
Yeah.
I was furious about it.
But that's not horniness. That's frustration at youth.
But it's very hard.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But you weren't like, I don't know. But you were like, I have to wait this long to be an adult who has sex?
To have sex, yeah. Because yeah. I wanted to have sex.
But
with Alicia Silverstone specifically.
Yeah. So some stand-up had a really funny story about being at some restaurant in like the East Village and seeing this woman like chewing up food and then spitting it into her kid's mouth, and it was Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, it's her.
I wish I could remember whose story that was, but it's really
so funny.
Yeah,
she's a fucking weirdo vegan.
Yeah.
New agey dumbass.
I'd fucking marry
makes
her.
Cheese with her breast milk or some shit.
That's
stupid.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I would eat that. Or if any other woman did that.
That's true. I feel like the most, like the one that sticks out in terms of mood swings or like emotional stuff, would I get like frustrated with like.
But I also am like that now.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not as much, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know me
then. I didn't know you then. Yeah, I guess it's pretty true.
Yeah.
In certain ways.
Yeah, you're at 15 or a little bit younger. You're so overwhelmed with emotion. In every way.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's
other
weird
than
time.
Happiness.
You know what I find strange? Because like, I teach kids now.
Yeah.
And I find myself explaining things to them. Like, I'm like, how come no one told me it this way? Like, I wish someone told it the way I'm telling kids now. And it's like I'm being like super like unnecessarily like descriptive with things. I'm just explaining in a way that's like.
Like what?
Like, man, I'm trying to think. Like, I remember I was talking to the kids about, like, thinking that they're right about certain things. And it's like, I know you think you're right. And that's what's difficult about it. It's not that you're wrong and you're lying. It's that you don't know enough. If you're watching a movie
mm-hmm.
and someone walked in 25 minutes later, who knows more about the movie? You were the person that just walked in. And they're like, I do. I'm like, that's what life is. I am older.
Okay, but is the person who walked in 25 minutes later the director of the movie?
It's not the director of the
film. Okay, then yes.
So I'm like, I'll always tell them like, how old are you? They're like 7. I'm like, great. I've been 7, right? And they go, yeah. I'm like, okay. Have you been 32? And they go, no. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
I know more than you do. And they're like, oh, I could see their brains going like, oh, that makes sense to me. I haven't been 32.
I have, yeah.
33 now.
I think it's a thing where that's kind of 13, 14, 15 is kind of where you start understanding the nuance of emotion.
Mm.
It's like, oh, I'm not angry. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
The vocabulary more.
That's a great way of saying it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I am disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sad.
Yeah.
You're
right. You're absolutely right. I like that. That's a good way
stuff
of
like that. So I think that's kind of around then where you feel. But yeah, super fucking horny, jacking off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
15, really fucking jacking off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, motions are weird.
Kissing, like kissing, gets you hard.
Oh yeah, I mean kissing gets hard.
Yeah, but not like, in, like, but not in the, but kissing gets. I remember I was going on a Boy Scout trip.
Kissing gets you hard, right?
Yeah,
that down.
But right,
that's
right, that
be.
Comment. Kissing gets me hard.
Kissing gets me hard.
Underneath, if you listen this long, but I remember I was on a gonna go on a Boy Scout trip.
Okay,
and we all met in the parking lot of a school.
Okay.
And for some reason, one of the kid in my troop's sister was there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's her name?
Let's say her full name.
I can't.
Jennifer Gray.
I remember the last name. I don't remember the first name.
Okay.
And, but I don't know why, but we kissed.
Wow.
Yeah. Like in the parking lot, kind of in front of everyone, like off to the side, but
Jesus.
But then I was like, I was probably like 13, maybe 14,
mm-hmm.
and I was like so violently hard that everyone saw it.
Oh,
everyone
buddy.
Noticed it, made fun of me.
That's so funny.
For having a boner.
Boner
adults
Mike.
Made fun of me for having a boner. Yeah, a formative experience in my life.
Yep, you should be ashamed of your body.
Yeah, hey, buddy, you're gonna remember this until fucking forever, yeah. And you're like, yes, I will.
Absolutely, I will.
But yeah, so that was like, yeah, I kissed a girl and
I liked it.
Yeah, but I was
kissed a girl.
But I was so like, I was like hard, like an animal gets hard,
mm-hmm.
like when you see a dog's boner and you get hard. That's how hard I was.
That's how hard, yeah.
I was as hard as if I saw a dog's boner.
Yeah, man, that's a animalistic experience.
Yeah, it was insane.
So yeah, so write the story.
Yeah, your horniness hasn't been dulled down by time.
Mike made a chocolate pudding pie yesterday.
I made a chocolate pudding pie.
And I'm obsessed with it.
There's a slice left in the fridge.
It's for Mike.
And I'm going to eat it with my hand.
It's delicious.
Let's see. We got a couple more questions.
Yeah, let's do it, man. I'm having fun.
When are we going to get a worst possible timeline, a little time collab? The world needs it. Love it. Love those guys.
We'll do an Instagram live with them.
Yeah, something like that. We just don't have the ability to have more than...
Two people on a
two
microphone.
Two people on the podcast at
I
the
mean,
time.
Definitely when this is over, we'll do that.
Yeah, of course.
Or maybe we'll do something. They're not together.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I forget that not every podcast host
not
lives
every,
together.
Not every podcast lives together. It's just us and Gabby and Zach.
Gabby and Zach, yeah. It's truly
and that's it.
The only gift that we have. But yeah, we love them. We love those boys.
Yeah, they're great.
I mean, I only know one of them.
I know both of them, and I like them both.
I'm going to hold out my critique until I met the other guy.
You never met Patrick?
I've never met him.
Interesting.
I like Eric.
Yeah.
He's great.
King.
Sober King. Keep it up, bud.
King Eric Wilson. Let's see.
Bum, bum.
Do any of your vegan friends have iron deficiencies? And if so, how do they deal with it? I don't know, and I don't care.
I don't think so, and probably taking iron pills.
Yeah. I don't know. Eating a bunch of spinach. I don't know. I'm sorry to say this to you because you are a loyal listener.
And we love that.
I am not a doctor. I don't.
Mike doesn't even know about his iron.
I don't know anything. If you say the words iron to me afterwards, I immediately will say Mike Tyson. That's all I know.
I will go. Oh, is my shirt wrinkly?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I've known one
spinach.
Person. Yeah, I've known one person with an iron deficiency who was vegan, and they would just eat like an extra side of greens every day.
Yeah,
that's basically all I knew.
Okay,
but take a fucking
beautiful.
Multivitamin. Supplements are supplementary. You just add them to your diet. Like it's not. Don't depend on it entirely, but it can help.
I think supplements are the work of the devil, and I think if you can't get something from nature,
Nature's pussy.
You don't deserve to live.
Oh my god, let's open a health food store called Nature's Pussy.
Yeah, that'll work. All right.
It's so funny. Okay, sorry.
Would you rather?
Yes.
Okay. See, I think this is fun because I feel like this question will split us.
Okay, here we go.
Forever. We'll never be friends again.
Oh, no.
No. Would you rather win the lottery mm-hmm. or work at the perfect job and why?
Work at the perfect job.
Yeah, win the lottery.
It's so funny.
Of course it's win the lottery for me, dude.
No, work at the perfect job.
No fucking way.
Here's why.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I was just thinking, and I got a good reply to take you down. No. No, you go. I'm okay. Sorry. I just thought. Go. Okay. It's sometimes when I think, I go, okay, yes, got it. And it's just me getting an idea.
Happiness doesn't come from success. It comes from progress. Doing a job that you love will bring you more joy than having X amount of money. I believe that I have a dream job. There's obviously more dreams I want to establish. Is that what I'm gonna acquire?
It's like when, like the dream where like where you have your sex with your dad, but he has like a horse's head.
He has a horse's head and a horse's penis.
Yeah, and a horse's body. And his name is just Jorge.
Horse
hay.
That's funny. But yeah, I think I would take the perfect job, which I don't know what that is really right now.
Sex Guy Incorporated.
Sex Guy Incorporated. Oh, that sounds like a nightmare. Because I would take the perfect job. Because if it's perfect, it pays me an adequate amount. I'm not saying it pays me like a ridiculous number.
Yeah.
But it pays me enough to not have to worry about, like, you know, things. So yeah. I would take perfect job.
I would say win the lottery. Because then I have the freedom to pursue anything I want. That's the thing is we...
How much are you winning this lottery? How big is this lottery?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
If it was the one where you win $1,000 a week for life, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavily taxed, but...
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the thing where... The things I enjoy doing take time and money.
Take time and some money.
So I think all of the things I like to do as, like... Hobbies or leisure activities. Like
photography.
Really.
Having shirts.
Photography. Buying shirts.
Screaming
or weird
Chuck.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Doing comedy. Even doing stuff on like doing design stuff on the computer. I could turn any of those into a job.
Sure.
And just winning the lottery would give me more time to focus on them and not having to worry about the stress of working.
Fair, yeah.
And so that's why I would want to win the lottery. If I won the lottery, I could go out and I could shoot 50 rolls of film in a weekend.
Yeah.
And get them developed and not have to worry about it.
True. Yeah, it's true.
So that's what I'm thinking of. Or I could go out and I could go out and buy fucking all the t-shirts in the world and then have a weird little place and sell them.
I think my thing is that's making me say job not over lottery is like, I think I've seen too many of those shows where like the people that win the lottery like lose everything like within months.
But I think the thing is that we have seen that.
Very good point.
So now we know.
We know.
That's the same thing as like how now the NFL and the NBA for rookies have like classes. To be like, this is how you should spend money.
That's great.
This is like money management is
That's
part
so
of
being a rookie.
Of being a rookie
That's
and
so
stuff
fantastic.
Like that.
I love that. Because it is crazy how many of them go broke.
Yeah, and of course not everyone listens.
Mm-mm.
But there was one NBA guy we watched. It was like I watched a video. It was like how I spent my first million, kind of GQ, one of those videos. And he was like, I've really only spent about 600,000 of my first million.
Mm.
He's like, I still have all this. He's like, but he was already talking about like getting involved in
finance, like
business, like he was like real estate is a thing that I'm interested in and having that like kind of to be a supplemental income. And
that's so funny, just being a professional NBA player and like have a supplemental income. I get it. It's just funny.
Yeah, but it's also like you want to, you know, because NBA careers are depending on the person, obviously. But, like, NFL careers are so incredibly short.
Yeah.
Like, 3 years is the average.
Crazy.
Because it's like, oh, like, some fucking, you know, right tackle on the Rams. They're like, oh, he was around for one season. He was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of got shuffled around and was on practice teams and then got cut. And then, you know, is like a contractor in fucking South Carolina where he's from or whatever. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, still a really good job. Better job than I've ever had.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I think, getting really far off topic, I think win the lottery for me, for sure.
Good.
I am no longer obsessed with the idea of earning anything because it doesn't matter.
Good point.
And
it's not
the
fair.
Obsession of earning things has been detrimental to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been sitting inside for 2 months and I don't care about anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess all of my ethics and principles as a person are gone now. and I don't care. Hope everyone goes outside and goes to the park. Hope everyone has fun. I'm going to be stuck inside forever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a cop. So I don't care.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
So win the lottery, I guess.
Win the lottery is what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is win the lottery, I guess.
Win the lottery. Okay.
Right. We have one more. We have one more question, and it's really going to take a lot of time and effort.
Fucking Christ.
So this is, I would say this is from an anonymous questioner.
Okay.
In reference to our roommate and frequent guest walking through the podcast, Will Winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, can Will get it? And, you know, it's hard. Would you like to think about it for a second?
Yeah, you go.
Okay. My stance is Ken Will, host, one of the co-hosts of The Good, the Dad, and the Ugly, another podcast on Brain Machine Network, and our roommate, and the man who bought the football that we tossed around on the roof yesterday.
Great time.
I say this. Will can absolutely get it. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no corner of the galaxy that Will couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, an unbelievably shaped head.
Yeah.
Great shaped head.
Perfect. Perfect shape.
Perfect shaped head.
Perfect.
A Latin skull. Yeah. I would say he's only getting more powerful by the day.
Uh-huh. Taught him how to do a swing properly.
Taught him how to do great shoulders on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the man on the dance floor?
Oh, yeah.
He is
unstoppable.
Unstoppable. I would say endless.
Life of the party.
Life of the party. Endless energy.
It knows no bounds.
Knows no bounds. And I would say this guy will fuck you into the solar system.
Yeah, I can't. I've been running through scenarios in my head in where Will couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm drawing blanks.
Unbelievably emotionally intelligent.
Yes. An emotional intelligence of a Maya Angelou, I would say.
A Georgia O'Keefe.
A Georgia O'Keefe of a human being.
Yeah.
Truly
the
a perfect.
The poet laureate of our apartment.
Yes.
I would say that. We should make him an award.
I'll make him an award.
We should make him an award. The poet laureate. I almost said our full address.
Well, you can get it if you ask.
Yeah. You have to ask them.
But you'll fucking beat your ass if you do anything weird. yeah, Will can get it.
Will can get it.
Day and night, he can get it. Rain, sleet, or shine. That's not the same.
Rain, sleet, or snow.
Rain, sleet, or snow. He can get it.
I'd say he can get it day or night, but yeah. Also midday.
Midday, dust, dusk.
Dusk. Sunrise.
Sunset.
Sunset.
Sunrise. Sunset. I wish I knew the rest of the lyrics to that song. Yeah, man, it's impossible for him not to get it. I can't even think of a way in a place, multi-universe theories even. I can't put myself there in a place where he couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Most get-it-able man I've ever met.
Unbelievable.
Do you have it? He's going to get it, okay? You better hide it, but he'll find it.
He going to get it.
He going to get it.
You want to know who asked the question?
Who asked the question?
Will.
Classic.
And he's funny.
And he's funny.
He's funny.
Listen to his podcast.
The Good.
After you are listen to ours.
Listen to ours.
Listen to ours only.
And then listen to ours again on a different device.
And then when Patrick or Casey talk, just mute it.
Yeah.
Just take the headphones out.
Uh-uh.
When Patrick goes, I'm there, the vegetable, whatever.
Uh-uh.
I hate Pennsylvania. Yeah. Thank you, Will, for the question.
Thank you, everyone else, for the questions.
Thank you for the soda stream.
Thank you for
Sarah,
mm-hmm.
Heather, Sarah, Sether, Sether. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
I would like to see a scientific rendering of how fast information leaves your head.
Oh, dude,
I would love that. It's like, or it's not even in and it's out.
Oh yeah,
there's
yeah.
a trampoline in your eardrum that's like. Boing, and just...
I remember someone introducing themselves to me, and my brain going, okay, say your name, and then listen to theirs. And I go, hi, I'm Diego, and I just see this. Follow Micah Brucey at Micah Brucey.
Follow Diego Lopez at this Diego Lopez.
BrainMachineNetwork.com.
A Little Time Pod at gmail.com. littletimepod@gmail.com.
At A Little Time Pod on both Instagram and Twitter.
A Little Time Podcast on YouTube.
Watch, subscribe, rate, review. We love you so much. We'll see you soon. tpublic.com/user/A Little Time Pod. Big sex forever. What do we say?
Big sex forever. I don't remember.
Yeah, you got it. Kissing makes you cum?
Kissing makes me hard.
Kissing makes you hard. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.